Yo, what up, what up? Good morning, GM, GM. Monday, March 18th, 2020. Look at that. Another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I got my co-hosts in the house, OSF, Mando. How are you guys doing today?
Amazing, man. Doing great. What about you?
Fantastic. Phenomenal. I am actually well rested, though I did not sleep one bit this weekend, but we did last night. But we are feeling, we're back. We are so back. We're backer than back. We're here. We're alive. Dude, I feel so good, dude. I feel so good. Oh, so, Obi, how are you feeling today?
Good. Yeah, just this market is just fucking mental, isn't it?
Isn't it so amazing? Like, isn't it great? Did it? Yeah, I was drafting a tweet this morning. It's probably going to go live later. I was just saying, dude, we waited 2 years for this. I'm going to enjoy every single minute in this. Because when the music stops, and it will stop at some point, you know, we're going to go back to being, oh, remember how it was? 2024 vibes, you know? Like in 2023, IMF was like, oh, it's 2021, you know? And then 2024 comes back and they're complaining about going back to 2023. It's almost like some people want to be back in a bull market, in the bear market, you know? You know, like I got MFers calling tops left and right. Like, but you know, you wanted those tops 6 months ago. So anyways, it's it feels good to be back. It feels good to be alive. And it feels good. I mean, maybe new norm to see Solana above $200, lad. So I know we're going to talk about that today on the show. We got a lot to discuss today on the show. Today, what do we got? What do we have, Monsieur Sims? Crypto market report, as usual. Macro, crypto, NFTs, yada, yada, yada. Solana breaks 200, flips BNB as fourth largest cryptocurrency. Four. And then, you know, big BTC bounce, but maybe not anymore. It's under 77K. Lights are out. Everybody pack it up. It's actually selling April and go away. I swear to God, first time he saw me go away, I'm slapping him across the face. Base active users up 800%. So, you know, after the fee switch, something to pay attention to. We've talked about this on the show multiple times. So definitely keep in mind for this. Altcoins. Altcoin report today is going to be a shit show because it's all about shitcoins. You know, the weekend was wild. Your boy was in the trenches. I had my boots on the ground. I can report for everybody. I was out there, dude. They fucking, dude, boys, let me tell you something. I was the first man in line this weekend. Okay. You know, the guys like with the bayonet, like the guns with the knives at the front, like in 1914. Yeah, I was there. I was the first people shipped off. You know, I was in fucking Normandy this weekend.
Yeah, you were landing on the beaches for sure.
Landing on the beaches, I definitely got a couple scars, couple bruises. I may have gotten shot in the kidney, but I'm alive. I'm alive. So we'll talk about I'll talk about my weekend with everybody on the Left Curve segment. It's a new segment we added in the bull market. with memes on NFT selling for $4.5 billion. The fuck? Obi, I'm sure, has a mouthful to say about that. PD5 going live. LFG, finally. Let's go. Can't wait. I got my 8 mints. Mm-hmm. Sorry, RV, forgot to check. I went straight to the gym. I have to go check about my mints. Anyways, and last but not least, Pops airdrop 2. No monkeys flipping bake. What the hell? Monkey flipping monkey and monkey. So much monkeying around. And then last but not least, the Dive Dolphins. They're back. They're partnering with us again. Love to see that. And they're partnering with Red Guy. So you love to, well, with Red Drinks, that is. So absolutely love to see that. They'll be back with us. And last but not least, shout out to our title sponsors, show sponsors, screen sponsors here on the show. Palette by CFW and Robit, of course. And then second to last but not least, sorry, as long as intro of my career, we're live on Binance Live. Shout out to all the people on Binance watching us live. We are not, you can fully go FOMO Hour Binance Live on Google or Rug Radio on Binance. We stream this show every single day now on Binance. So big shout out and welcome to 7,000 people that watched us live on Friday from Binance alone, which is super freaking cool. That's without counting the X broadcast and everything else. So the boys are back. Shit's popping. Markets ripping. I believe it's time for Money Bag Mando. I can't find my thing. Let's go.
Who is the man, Mackle Daddy of the land? Can you dig it?
GM, everyone. Yeah, it's been a bit of a wild weekend again, right? If you look at just Bitcoin and ETH, it's probably been a little bit quiet. I think Bitcoin kind of has hung around 67. It briefly went down to 64K, I think, even on Saturday. But is, you know, it's still coming off at that recent all-time high. There's some consolidation. It does feel as though we're slightly directionless right now. If you look at like the liquidity heat maps, it looks like they really lie like 69K and 70 and 60K. So we probably need the ETF to flows to decide where we're going to be this week. It was still an incredibly strong week for the ETF last week, but it just feels as though that sell-off has given people a little bit of a pause in where to go, at least for Bitcoin. And we've had, really, the focus has kind of shifted very, very quickly to Solana just because of the amount of stuff going on there at the moment. So Solana just keeps on breaking all the records, particularly on this meme coin activity. I think it's beating ETH and all of its L2s for meme for DEX volume right now. It's beating it on Google search trends. It's just really becoming the chain which people are doing a lot of things on, it seems. And that's really picked up with these meme coins. So that's been a trend that's, you know, if you've been here day in, day out, it's been impossible to miss. Solana picking up in terms of activity, I think it's been pretty obvious now for months and months, but it's really gone parabolic, at least in the last week or so. So that broke 200, now comfortably above 100 billion FTV. My personal views is can keep going. Like it's clearly being heavily used. I'd be unsurprised if you see a little bit of a pullback just because meme coins aren't generally a long-term source of value. But I do think that this is a trend of people using the chain. And we also probably have that piece. We're probably going to imminently hear that piece from the FTX estate has sold as well. So not surprising that Solana's kept on its run. I think above 200, it probably gets a little bit more volatile, but I just don't think the trend is definitely higher there. Everything else kind of didn't trade so well. So after you had that BOEM move, it sucked out a lot of liquidity from other meme coins and from other altcoins even. So most other altcoins had a really bad weekend. So like most of your altcoins or any of your other like meme coins and other chains all probably down 20 to 40% over the last week. Like they're definitely down a decent amount from the peak that we saw when Bitcoin hit its all-time high. So definitely a retracement there. Again, looking for a little bit of direction here. It does feel as though the more and more Solana is grabbing attention, the more and more other things are getting hurt, particularly in the ETH, like EVM ecosystem, it feels like, because people are just, they feel like, so this could be a medium-term trend. But yeah, definitely not a great weekend for a lot of altcoins, even with Bitcoin kind of hanging out at 67K, most things are down. In terms of what's in focus this week, there's a bunch of different airdrops. I believe there was the EtherFi airdrop today. That's come at 4 billion. Wormhole airdrop is rumored to be this week. There's a couple of others. So definitely still some airdrops coming this week, which will grab some attention. You have a big NVIDIA conference today. They get started, and a bunch of different AI-related coins, I believe, are going to be there. Near Protocol, which is an L1, which has been touted as useful for AI, they're going to be there. That coin's been moving around. Honestly, this feels like a little bit of a buy the rumor, sell the news moment. Most of those AI coins are actually down, it looks like, over the last hour or so. So it feels as though, you know, people are probably buying into it, assuming people that you get some headlines. I doubt you're going to get anything related to any of these coins today. But
doesn't he not like crypto, the NVIDIA CEO?
The NVIDIA CEO is, it's not that he didn't like crypto. He just said that they're going to use their GPUs for AI instead, which kind of makes sense. I mean, NVIDIA has done pretty well in terms of directing its its resources towards AI rather than crypto. So that doesn't surprise me at all. But this is a big conference across AI. And to be honest, across the market, NVIDIA is probably the biggest stock in the world right now in terms of sentiment, just because it's massive run up. It's kind of leading the charge in terms of gains. And it's now one of the biggest companies in the world as well. So this is definitely what a lot of people are paying attention to. The other big macro events this week is you have three different central banks all going to do interest rate decisions. The Bank of Japan is probably going to raise rates. There's a lot of questions about the Fed now that you've had some slightly more inflationary data, like maybe they'll come out with some commentary that they'll slow the path of rate cuts. And then you have the Bank of England, which is perhaps less important. But just from a macro perspective, it's definitely a big week for central banks and what people think is going to happen with inflation. I expect some volatility around the Fed decision on Wednesday. That's kind of it, though, on the macro stage. But it'll definitely be moving on the back of that. And for crypto, I think we're still just going to be following trends. So I'd be very unsurprised if we have another little dip. Most corrections are generally 15 to 20% from a bull. We had about a 12% correction. So I would be unsurprised if we go down to like low 60s again. My view is this is still like an obvious buying opportunity. Like nothing's really changed for me other than just people getting nervous about how far we've come and how quickly. The flows to me seem very, very strong still. I don't really see that reversing. In fact, I personally think it could actually just keep increasing. So I think we had maybe not as strong a Thursday, but Friday was okay. So another 200 million inflow. I expect we'll probably get a similar sort of figure this week of like 2 billion of inflows. Still very bullish overall sentiment, I think, from the ETF. There was, in terms of the other ETFs, we're obviously still looking for the ETFs coming out of Asia. We should be hearing about those relatively soon.
I'm going to go check in.
Grayscale did make a small amendment to their ETH ETF on Friday. And the Bloomberg analyst said that, you know, at least the issuers are still trying here. So maybe there's been some dialogue between Grayscale and the SEC. It's Grayscale who have traditionally had a more combative relationship with the SEC. So maybe, I don't know, it's not like it's BlackRock has made an amendment here. So I don't really know if you can read into that. But yeah, definitely a slightly more positive news there. Yeah, we're about 32% chance.
But that hasn't really moved, right? It was bottom at 24% when you talked about it 2 weeks ago, right? So it was around there.
Yeah, it bottomed about 25% on one of the days, it looked like, and then it has bounced since then. So if you're in ETH, you're still kind of hoping this happens. Obviously, you have the positive news around the Denker upgrade, which has kind of helped fees, and you're already seeing some like users in the L2s increase. But other than that, this is like the big narrative, I think, that you kind of want to switch in your favor. If they do get it, I do think it's a big positive. So from here, if it looks like they are going to get it, then you'll see a big rise back in ETH and ETH sentiment. So that's the main thing there. But and then on Bitcoin, it's the ETF, and then Ordinals and this, you know, this new Rune token standard are flying at the moment. So Ordinals just keep on hitting new highs across the board. That's really driving the positive sentiment around use cases, I think, for Bitcoin right now. Puppets, fucking
we are OMD back.
Did a massive drop, like $25 million drop, I think, on Friday of its orange eyes, right? Like absolutely huge. So Ordinals is where a lot of the NFT community have migrated if they weren't in meme coins. ETH NFT is still not trading that well. I think Pudgy Penguins are now below 10 ETH. Like big move across the board in ETH NFTs. And that broadly just reflects what I was talking about before with the focus on other things. But, you know, we can get into the left curve stiff, but maybe you should take over because it has gone absolutely insane. After Boehm, we had this token this morning. We had people raising $30 million in 30 minutes, I saw this morning. Like an artist raised $30 million in 30 minutes.
Wait, did I miss another one?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like a scam or not, because sometimes people send like funds And you're not too sure if they're like sending them, but I think it's 100 million has been raised in 2 days so far. And then I saw another headline that it was 30 million raised in like 30 minutes this morning. So I think I might be on top of that.
Did you see the girl that said that she wanted a new Lamborghini? So she posted her address and people sent her 50 grand.
Yeah, that's the sort of market we're in.
A guy, top three stupidest thing I've seen this week. The girl saying that she wants a new Lambo and people are sending it to her. For it's worth, she's not the stupid one. The people are. She's a genius. She said, I want a new Urus. Send me money. They sent it. Second one is this guy running a lottery in the United States of America to give away a car. If you sent one soul, it goes with the one entrance. Just a reminder to our listeners, maybe before getting involved in stuff like that, remember which jurisdiction you're doing it from. I don't like to be that guy, but reminder, but you know, there's a lot of stuff flies a little more in certain jurisdictions. You know, we have a lot of stuff launching on our end. So we talk to lawyers every day. Maybe lawyer up. And third stupidest thing is, maybe it's not even stupid for what it's worth. Sorry, I don't want to call it stupid. It's hilarious. Someone said, hey, yo, send me funds. I'm going to go gamble with them. And he got funds and he's been gambling with them publicly. I love that. I actually really like that one. I think Volbitch was born something like that. But you know what I mean? Like, for what it's worth, I looked at this like, yeah, this guy should get a Volbitch sponsorship. But I love that. G-Man's like, left curve, so you take over, Fro. I'll take over the left curve segment in a second here. Just a reminder, we are live on video. We've posted the broadcast on X. We're live on Binance Live. We're live on your Rugby to YouTube channel. You can find it everywhere across all our pages, yada, yada, yada. Make sure that you follow us. And also, while we're at it, you know what? Why don't we just give away $100 today? Maybe that way that'll fund some more pre-sales for whoever wins. So we're going to pick a winner. If you follow FOMO Hour, FOMOHOUR, and then all you have to do is retweet the Twitter spaces at the top. So at bottom right, there's a purple box. Go there, drop a GM, follow us. Of course, you have to follow. So if you're on Binance right now, get on Twitter, get on x.com/FOMOHOUR, FOMOHOUR. That's our main page. We post all these clips, et cetera, et cetera. Which, by the way, guys, I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that we have 30,000 views on a TikTok video from Raul Pal calling Soul. So just so you guys know, we're big TikTokers now, even though I don't have TikTok on either of my phones. And it's probably banned in all of USA. Anyways, so that's that. Before we go into a fully left curve segment here and we get into the craziness of this weekend and what is going on across Ovi, what's your read on this? I mean, I've been studying OSF. I've been studying OSF much studying this weekend, looking into rotation, into strong memes, etc. How are you feeling about, you know, from your perspective, like the sentiment of the market? I just saw you. I was going to do a funding check. You're the new funding reminder. Like, Ovi has really become like the new funding reminder every day. Funding heat map on the OSF Rect Twitter page. Absolutely love to see that. It's funny. I was literally going to go on CoinGlass, but I went on your page instead and found it. I literally, for those who don't believe me, I literally have the tab open right here. So Ovi, what's your read here on the market sentiment? What's going on? And with the meme coins, how are we feeling about our whiff and everything else? Because I saw that NFT sell this morning.
Yeah, I think I personally think this is probably going to be a good dip to buy. Like, we've had a good 15, maybe even 20% on some coins. We've had a good pullback and funding is very low. Funding's been, you know, decently reset across the board. A lot of people have been liquidated. I get that it feels frothy because of all the meme coin mania that we're seeing right now, but I just think we're going to keep seeing more of that shit as this year goes on. That's not going to go away. So it feels like to me it is a good point to buy the dip. Or do you think we could bounce from here? We could also go lower. A lot of it now really depends on ETF inflows, and if we have a big inflow week again this week, I think it will just push the price of Bitcoin higher, and it will push the price of everything higher. I think if the inflow numbers disappoint, then we have that room to go lower. It just feels like the direction of crypto on a macro level really depends on ETF inflows, because that's the single largest, biggest source of money that's coming in right now, and we won't know that until we see the numbers. So that's what I think there. Yeah, some of the meme coin stuff is pretty crazy. I think what you have to realize about, you know, all these new meme coins since Boehm is the volumes that they're doing are just insane. Just the Slurf thing did almost $2 billion of volume, and it's only been out for like 6 hours or 7 hours. And what I would say about that is like, that's not organic. Like, you know, whether it's organic or not doesn't have anything really to do with if the price goes up or down. So this is not like me making a bearish comment, but the volume on any of these coins, including BOEM, is not organic, because these are just silly, silly numbers that put them into like the top 10 or top 20 traded cryptocurrencies, like in, you know, the whole space. So I think there's like something going on where, like, you know, there's maybe market makers who are going in on these pre-sales, trading it to inflate the volumes, and then because they had the central exchange listing connections, they're then getting it listed on those central exchanges, because to get a lot of these listings within the space of a day is pretty crazy. And remember, like, a lot of these exchanges, you need to have KYC and stuff to like get onto them, right? So it's a lot of this stuff I think is like pre-planned, and my guess is it's maybe not even really to do with the people that are launching the coins. It's just like some market maker group who's just going out there and doing this, because remember, like, the crypto market is tiny, and if you just put enough capital behind something, you can really pump it. And if you take the right steps, you know the things that cause prices to rise, and two of the things are volumes, which gets it onto all the, you know, trending charts across all the DEXs and stuff, and the second thing is exchange listing. So someone's doing that. You know, how legal or ethical and all that kind of stuff is, I'm not really sure. I think
it's weird, right? What's going on?
What do you mean?
That's exactly what
I think. Binance came out today.
Yeah, what's going on?
Binance came out today and said we're offering a $5 million bounty for anyone that like reports insider trading on the back of like listings. So they're like, they clearly think there may even be like an internal issue here. They're offering a $5 million bounty for anyone who reports any of their staff for insider trading. There are a lot of questions after BOEM, right? Like, how the hell are things getting listed in a day? And then we've had another one even sooner. Like this, what's it called again? Slurf. This new token?
I missed that. So I went to sleep last night. It happened overnight. This is something that happened.
Exactly. Like that morning. Doesn't happen. So what the fuck is happening? Like it's kind of wild what's going on.
This is crazy, right? I didn't see the Binance $5 million bounty. I did not know that.
So yeah, they announced it overnight. So like, clearly people are very, very aware that things are getting listed much, much quicker than they used to be. So.
Oh, wow. No, that was in February.
Pretty sure I saw it overnight.
February 6th. It was February 6th. Binance offers $5 million bounty after the RON token listing.
They had to come out overnight with a statement. Maybe they just they mentioned
maybe overnight. Yeah. No, you're right, because it's in I don't know what, I think it's in Chinese, it's under Cantonese, it's Binance China, right?
Yeah, after BOEM, right?
It says, and hold on, is that the real Binance? Yes. Okay. Announcement of investigations resulting information related to BOEM rat burn. Recently, we have noticed discussions in the community about the so-called BOEM rat warehouse incident. We take this information very seriously and immediately launched an internal investigation based on relevant leads. Based on preliminary investigation results, the person mentioned in the relevant information has no connection with Binance. I don't. I guess there is $100,000 to $500,000 reward here, it seems, for reporting this. Is that what it is?
That's what I saw. That's what I saw, or at least an article around this. Like, there's obviously, this isn't just them, it's Bybit as well.
This is legit, by the way. They have the gold badge.
These institutions that take a long time to get stuff listed. And it suddenly just feels like the chains are off. Like, everyone can just, you can, if you get a coin with enough volume in a day, like, think about how long it took them to list even Pepe, right? Pepe was seeing Wawa. It took kind of a month, I think, before that happened, or a few weeks. Whiff took months. This thing's happening in a day. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
I'm just finding out about this Binance China thing that you just talked about.
So there's all this, actually, if you Google BOEM Binance, there's all these articles.
CCN. It hasn't hit like this side of the world again yet, but it's in Chinese.
In minutes.
It's the real, should have read minutes, but it's the real Binance. It's a real Binance, and they're saying, following the BOEM rat warehouse incident and subsequent, the exchange quickly took action by initiating an internal investigation in response to these issues. But Binance staff cleared in BOEM insider trading probe, just so you know. They didn't find anything within Binance on BOM specifically, for what it's worth.
Yeah, so I think what Ovi's saying is probably right. Like, it's market makers who are having this happen, but the speed with which they're getting stuff listed is pretty wild.
This is very interesting. This is very interesting. There's some people just playing the game, right? Like, there's market makers playing the game on these coins for sure. Like, there's things. I mean, look, if I'm a market maker and I see $30 million sent to wallet, you know, what do I do next? Like, this is their job, right? Isn't that how they make money? Let's just talk about it openly. That's real shit. Like, people want to say, oh, cabal this, cabal that about influencers on CT, but like, these people are broke. Like, you're talking about like multi-billions of dollars being played here with, right? Ovi, is that accurate?
Yeah, I think what I just described is like, anyone could have done that at any time, but obviously people don't do it because there's like some sort of ethical boundary, even if there's not a legal boundary. So I don't know, maybe someone just like found out they're going to get fired in a couple of months and they just like went full degen on this, or like, who the fuck knows? Like, in my head, I just imagine like a bunch of guys are all just like, you know, just completely like killing it on this thing and then, you know, leaving off the face of the earth after they've done it, sort of thing. Like who the fuck knows, really? Like, you just don't, it's also like deep inside. But yeah, it's pretty wild. I think, you know, eventually, because these numbers are just so crazy, eventually something's going to come out as to what happened. And it's great. Like, I mean, it's great for Solana because it's bringing in so much. It's great for shitcoiners. It's bringing in so many people into this market and stuff. But it's also not going to end in a good way, in my opinion. When that ending is, I'm not really sure. But, you know, towards the end of the cycle, people will be like, oh, fuck. Like, how did we not realize that was just a crazy thing? But, you know, now it's created this whole pre-sale meta, which is like, it's not really any different to...
For what it's worth, it existed in the bear market, right?
Well, it's not really any different to the ICO meta in 2017. It's not really any different to NFT mints in 2021. And now you have shitcoin pre-sales now. It's just, they're all the same thing. It's like, let me go in before it launches on an allocation, and then it's going to just be up when it launches because of FOMO, and I'm going to flip it and move on to the next one. Like,
insane.
All the same things.
Insane.
It's exactly the same thing.
Ovi, it's insane. It's insane. And for what it's worth, like, and people listening to this, this doesn't mean Dark Farms from BOM went ahead and planned this all behind it. It means that he probably like did something fun for himself and for the community, and people that nobody knows in the shadows picked up on stuff like that and started taking advantage of it. And chances are you're going to see more of it. I thought, personally speaking, so now if we want to go full left curve and talk about the weekend, like, I went in and I sent money to a ton of pre-sales. I traded BOM in and out, in and out, in and out, over and over again. Maybe over-traded it by a little bit, but still made out good. Should have just kept the 10 sol I put in, would have been a million, and gone to sleep three nights in a row. So there's lessons in that. Study. Studying that. Studying the fact that I was in and out of BOM four times and made like maybe one-fifth or one-fourth of what I could have done just by putting 10 sol in and fucking off until Sunday morning. There's lessons there. But... you know, we stayed up every night till 2-3 in the morning, maybe even 4 a.m. on Saturday on FaceTime. You know, stayed up long enough to see Ovi tweet GM and Mendo in their morning every single day. It was a lot of fun, but it's definitely dangerous right now with all this going on. I would definitely I would be wary. What I like here, personally speaking, is just like looking at what memes are bouncing off more off of this and just putting it. I've rotated fully into WIF yesterday, personally speaking. Felt good to be back into putting my hat back on. I'm not going to lie, since I sold it way too early the first time around. But I think like people like Archik and a lot of the people, I mean, you guys make similar points. Like Mendo, you came up this weekend in the chat. You're like, hey, like look at Pepe here. Like could be interesting. Because with the liquidity being drained from all the meme coins, all of them, right? You saw all the meme coins, like the bigger ones. Pepe, Whiff, Mog, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, completely bleed out completely from, I mean, Whiff went under $2 when BOM went to $1 billion. So people are chasing the money and there's definitely good bounces across the board on some of them. So that's my bet. Speaking of Whiff, I mean, Keith Grossman posted this morning that the biggest meme coin on Sol sold as an NFT on ETH, and I cannot get this out of my head. I mean, I'm like thinking about this. I'm like, wait, why didn't we sell this NFT on Solana? It would have been even crazier. But it goes to show you.
Heard from it before. So the actual person who sold it is the family, right? It's the family who sold it, and they did it alongside a DAO.
No,
they did it alongside a diff. I don't know the name of the DAO, but they did it alongside a DAO who sold other NFTs on ETH. So they ended up selling it on ETH. Okay. So it's not like the founder, it's not like the owner of this dog, I think, had like a big ETH versus SOL thing. I think they just didn't know how to do this. And they did it alongside somebody who'd sold, I think, maybe like Shiba NFTs before on ETH. And they ended up doing it on ETH.
I agree.
It's kind of weird.
It just means that the meme lives on multi-chain. But can we talk about this? This proves to it, art, like with these auctions, all it takes is two chats. All it takes is two parties interested enough in buying something, and this is what happens. Because look at this. This thing started at 5 ETH reserve. Reserve met 5 ETH, 6 ETH, 8 ETH, 30 ETH, 50, 55, and then in comes Meme Land and Meme Coin, because you know they have a monster treasury, like monster of a treasury at Meme Land. Like, it's insane, especially with the meme launch. They didn't sell a single coin or single ETH. Like, they are loaded. And in comes GCR Meme Land, and they ran it up from 60 ETH all the way up, if you look at the screen, all the way up to 1,210 ETH, bid won by GCR, who himself, I believe, I got told, made, what, $30, $40 million on WIF, if I'm not mistaken? It's pretty wild. I mean, what do we think? what do you think about this? Do you guys have any comments about... I love it. I think it's... I'm not surprised. My comment on this was, like, in 2021... I was on Clubhouse. You know, remember Charlie bit me? Oh, Charlie. Charlie bit my finger. Remember that video? I hosted the space with Charlie, the original kid. And I remember it selling for 500 ETH back then. I've seen all the memes, legacy memes, sell for insane price points. So to me, like, this is just another signal that we're going to run it back turbo. I love that. What do you guys think about this? Are you guys surprised at all by seeing this with NFT sell for 1,200 ETH?
I think it's just, I mean, it's pretty crazy, obviously. I think it's just more interesting that GCR is the person who bought it.
Studying.
Yeah. And obviously, if he's a big holder of WIF as well, you can see why they decided to run it up, because this will cause like a lot of media reporting, I think, which is good for, you know, we're in this thing now where it's like whichever like big cap meme coin can get the most attention from normies is going to be the most one that's like most likely to rival Shib and Doge, sort of thing. So, you know, if you're sitting there and you're GCR and you already own like $40 million of this, and you just fucking buy the NFT for $4 million and just get it, like, get all the eyes on it again and get it reported, that's probably a net positive trade for him. So that's the only thing I think of it. Like, I don't think it's really anything to do with it being a photography NFT or the fact that it's an NFT or anything like that. I think it's all completely to do with WIF. I don't think it's like, oh my god, NFTs are back now because they sell for $4 million.
I think there's something
more to it than that. Yeah,
I definitely wouldn't use this ETH NFT sale as a sentiment of ETH NFTs.
No,
right? ETH NFTs, the board ape's about to go back to 30. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely not that sense. Speaking of which, let's just quickly go over NFTs while we're on the topic of them. We open gens. Some nice CryptoPunk action over the weekend. Love to see that. This one, I really like this one. It's the vampire trait is growing on me, LV. I like it a lot. I think they're clean on some of those. Like the vampire eye patch here, super clean. Love that. But anyways, let's talk about NFTs here for a second on top of the WIF thing selling. So look, we'll go cross-chain and then we'll finish on Bitcoin because that's where everything is. On the ETH side, nothing much to say. Pudgies, like you said, Mando did go under 10, but bounced slightly above. Bored Apes 1365, so tiny bounce across. The big news on ETH NFT this week was Romelio, Charlotte Fang getting drained. It appears as he, yes, Charlotte Fang is actually a guy, downloaded a bot to snipe meme coin some shit, and then there was a downloaded malware into its computer. Look, this is alleged, but I actually think that's something that could happen, which would lead to think that all of the Romelio treasury was in Hot Wallet. Like, there were some people claiming that. So weird. I don't know. But either way, it got drained or not. whether it's a real trade or not, it was gone. It's gone. So we saw massive, massive dump on Milady's and some people catching a fall knife there. Does that mean it's the end for Milady? Not at all. Clearly, like, that's like, you know, Milady's are quite in control in the trenches. I'm not going to lie. So I think that this was a good dip opportunity buy for a lot of the people on ETH. And I know a lot of people that personally like participate in that. So Remilio's and Milady's went down, but seems to be bouncing already. But again, in 30 days, they're both up like 40 points. Pudgy Eco was down a bit. Normal. CryptoPunks, floor is down to $167,000. It's over. Lights out. And then Parallel. Parallel Avatars pumped a lot. I mean, we didn't talk about this just now, but like, you're talking AI coins, Mando. Holy shit. We talked about the news of Parallel joining Solana with their new AI play on Friday, I believe, but Parallel token, did you guys see that? It went to $27, I believe, over the weekend. So insane, insane, insane. I mean, it's a 10x. I remember seeing it. It was awesome, actually, that kept tweeting about it, like crazy, crazy, crazy. I know Sobi and Deez have been talking about it for like 2 years now. So obviously super aware, but like it went to $27. So 10x right there. Another one. Like, guys, there's so many opportunities in this market. It's wild. But that's a good one. So congratulations to anybody who's been in Parallel ecosystem. Avatar's up to 1.27 ETH. I wouldn't be surprised to see Parallel's ecosystem on ETH NFTs keep running up with the coin itself. So pay attention. I see this at one ETH still. I'm like, oh, well, I've seen trash go to 15, 20, 30 ETH. So... You know what I mean? If Parallel keeps going up, there's definitely a beta play here on the PFPs and maybe some speculation of coins, but I don't know. Just speculation for now. The rest of it, I mean, so D-Gods, Moonbirds, Legacy, ETH NFTs. So
Moonbirds really fucking reversed, didn't they? Look at that.
I mean, zero, dude. 0.74. Most probably going lower. Don't even ask me about CloneX. Which is pretty sure.
You see that today? Nifty Portal, our good friend, reporting that.
What is Choose Rich Nick talking about now? What's going on?
He said that they're going to shut down Artifact. I mean, I'd heard anecdotally, you know, it was a management takeover.
It is. So what we know,
people were contracted to stay at Artifact for a certain number of years, and then a lot of that was expiring this year. So I don't know if there'll be like a formal shutdown or if that'll just be like, look, we're just going to be merged into one of our divisions. But
let's watch what our favorite, you know, the richest man on earth has to say about this.
Good morning from New York. 2 years ago, Nike acquired crypto fashion brand Artifact for a reported $1 billion sum, choosing to make Artifact's founders incredibly rich. Now, according to our sources, Nike's shutting down Artifact this year. Will that be a poor choice? I'll leave you to decide.
This is a great video. So, for what it's worth, I don't want to refute this or not, but I don't believe it was a $1 billion sale. My other thing is, it wasn't a $1 billion acquisition. I believe it was.
I think he's just trolling, right?
With Nick, no, that's the thing. He did the same thing with Moonbirds and Cats, and he was actually right on both, but he was not accurate. But he was right. So like the merge of Cats into the Futureverse thingy and like the Moonbirds acquisition. I don't think it was a $1 billion acquisition, but I don't know better because it was not in the round. I think it was in a few hundred millions. What is true though is what Mando's saying. They had to stay on for a few years because we know when there's acquisition, you have to stay on the company. Like, you know, it's just typical M&A. So whether they're going to shut it down or not, I don't think they would, but in a way, they have Swoosh. They have Dot Swoosh now. That's the really big Web3 of never for Nike.
What about my Animus X, though?
Yours and mine both are going to zero. That's what's happening. Dude, I have round-tripped the living shit out of this. Don't even fucking get me. I mean, at least I got fire sneakers. Nothing will ever beat the Nike CloneX sneakers, that's for sure. So we got fire sneakers out of that, which is fine.
Maybe that's what they're just stripping. They're stripping it for its tech and some of the dev people, but...
A side of me thinks that Nike acquired Artifact because in the peak of the mania, they thought that they would be the biggest competitor to them. Like, I believe that Artifact was doing some stuff in the sneaker world, like their digital, whatever you want to call it, that was pretty revolutionary early on because it is really cool stuff, that Nike probably had to buy them to shut them down. but I don't think they bought them to shut them down. You know what I mean? I think they bought them because they saw them as up and growing, very fast growing competition. And we remember how the media was in 2021, right? It was insane. But they have Dot Swoosh now. So you're like, you have Dot Swoosh Endeavor and you have Artifact Endeavor. We know they're being managed separately inside of Nike. So what does that mean for Nike and Artifact? I don't know. But it's definitely not good for my bags. But it is what it is. Win some, lose some. Study Sobi. Anyway, poor guy, dude. He's never going to live this one through. That's for sure. Anyways, back to NFTs. And then I'm going to go to Dive Dolphins partners today because I see them in this too. I see Jason, the real low. And then 24 bitches are smiling. Solana NFTs. Still bleeding. Normal. It is what it is. You know, so Solana Casino, the Sky Casino, the best casino on earth, is in full force. No reason for you to hold any NFTs. I get it, but it will flow back to that. So pay attention. And the big winner, Ordinals. Who could have thought? Who could have seen it coming? When you have people dancing on the puppet's grave at 0.14 BTC floor, who could have thought that the Bitcoin puppets would come back when literally the Rune Pops airdrop was planned, announced weeks ago? I was even tweeting that I'm like separating my puppets, that this is coming. I was saying it on the show, I think. I was talking about Rune Pops on the show and how bullish I am with that. So not only did No Monkeys from 0.4 pumped, and we talked about it on the show, we're like, well, we should probably catch that. Definitely did not, but congratulations on the monkeys. No monkeys out there. The Rune Pops came out yesterday. And actually, Mando, I was tagging you in this because I thought this would be something interesting for you guys. But for most people who missed the puppet trade, who think they did, for what's worth, I think puppets go much higher. But the Rune Pops, which is going to be technically the first meme rune, the meme coin, which rune is going to be like bigger than BRC20s, if you ask me, I would pay attention to what's going on there. Don't have to buy it or anything, but this is something I would really, really pay attention to. A lot of people very much so still sleeping on runes I think. And listen, I got a ton of Rune Pops because I have a bunch of puppets I did not sell since day one. I swept the floor at 0.014 and then just kept them. But I don't know. I would pay attention to that because it's yet another $1,500 airdrop per puppet. And at this stage, like you always say, Mando, studying, everyone's in the money still. So interesting narratives here on Ordinals. I would definitely pay attention. RSIC is up from the lows, 24% in 24 hours. Bitcoin puppets are up 20% in 24 hours. OMB, everyone is dunking on it because it dumped normal after an airdrop or a drop. Back up 20 points. Node Monkey's up 31 points. Quantum Cat's up 18 points. Nat Cats are even up. A lot of stuff. All this stuff. I don't even hold most of it. I'm mostly a puppet guy in my wallet. You can check it. But it's definitely just a narrative there. And I would really, 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 really say, everybody, pay attention to runes in general. It doesn't have to be my runes. I don't care. It could be any runes. But pay attention because, for example, the puppet runes are going to happen between March 31st and April 4th. And the rune stuff goes live with the halving. So from April 420, it's going to be a whole other play. And there's, again, so many chances to catch these trades. I don't know. What do you guys think on runes quickly? And then I'm going to bring up the boys from the Dolphin crew up. No thoughts. Next.
No thoughts.
I'm kidding. You guys probably agree, I guess. They concur. And then that's that. But quickly, one last thing before I go on. Ovi, PD5. What do the people need to know here?
If you are minting, you will know you're minting because we've collected our lists and stuff over the last couple of weeks. And the mint is going to be at 6 p.m. Universal time, Universal Coordinated Time, as we know. It's UTC.
UTC.
Yeah, which is, I think that's 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
It's on Magic Eden. There's a link in my pinned tweet to where you can mint from. Please don't click any other links. And that's it. And there's the total supply is 6969. I think the total for the allow list is like 25 over allocated, but I have at least 25, probably more of those mints that are allocated to me from what I own, which I'm obviously not minting. And then I think there's got to be quite a few dead wallets in there as well that are probably not minting. So I think it should come in under, and then whatever is left will go to public mint afterwards, after 24 hours.
Okay, perfect. Love to hear that. Awesome. I can't wait. I hope I mint the FOMO hour trade. I saw there's our show is one of the trades on the screen. So it's super cool. And so for everybody, make sure that please obviously lots of scams. Right now, man, it's scams are crazy. Scams are going crazy right now on the timeline. So please be careful. Ovi said it. He's also on the show every morning. So I'll make sure to update you guys on the show so you can hear it from him himself with links and whatnot. So please be super careful. And if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. All right. Well, last but not least, and remember, everybody, make sure you retweet the spaces. There's over 500-600 people live on audio. Shout out to 2,500 people watching us on video. Woof! God, I love seeing the video numbers completely obliterate and flip the ones on video. But if you retweet the spaces, we got a little $100 with your name on it. Jackie and James. This is like the American Osefamendo. Reminding me of Jack and Jill. That was a really bad movie, by the way. But Jack and James. Good morning, boys. How you guys doing? Long time no see.
Seriously, what's going on? GM.
How's it going?
You guys are marked safe from this weekend. Are you guys marked safe from last weekend?
it's been a grind, man. We're getting ready for the big party coming up on April 3rd, which I know Ovi and team are sort of well acquainted with, but that's been sort of a grind. You always think that these events are going to be like, oh, like this just goes there, that just goes here. It's not the case at all, especially when you're throwing a pretty large event. So we're partnering with D-Gods, Wreck Guy, some Clanosaurs, and who else?
The Truth Arts ecosystem. So
Goblin, oh, that's down, right, Illuminati. Jeff, you're gonna
plug. Can't forget about them.
Dude, that's crazy. So there's a lot of fire stuff going on, and obviously you guys were on the show last week talking about, you know, what you're up to with Dive Dolphins and whatnot. Obviously we love the bar announcement. We like the Rec Drinks announcement of the 1,000 cans going to New York on the Wednesday, April 3rd, if my memory serves me well. Boom. Yes, can memory
precisely
serve? Memory's still working. I don't have to start to stop smoking. We're good. And then, so you know, just quick check. You know, just gotta check in on the brain real quick before it goes numb from all this shit coining. So obviously, the Web3 bar aspect of it is super cool. Love it. But why does it need an NFT? Is what we're coming to talk about today.
Yeah, love it. And just sort of a quick refresher. So you know, Dive Dolphins, we're really just building a network of Web3 spaces. There are local access points for the community with obviously the flagship bar in New York City. Yeah. Now, why the heck? I mean, anybody just open up a bar. Why do you need this? Well, obviously, if you're just opening a bar with a membership, you certainly don't need an NFT. But in our case, because we're building a physical infrastructure layer between Web3 and IRL, we have to have one. Right? So beyond the community identity aspect, we need the Web3 rails to reward the community members natively through mints and claims. So everything ties back to the Dolphin. And you know what? It just sucks when the loading time is like that. It just frustrates me so much, but it's really cool.
It's okay. Don't worry. I'm so used to opening a super rare website on this show. So yeah, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah, we have a this is crazy, but so our artist lives out in Coney Island. And so we're like, hey, we need to be working closer together. So we've got him over from Coney Island to Manhattan, and we got him like 10 days in a hotel. And it was just like us grinding away for the last 10 days. To get all the different art assets up and running, so we're just coming off fresh of that. But yeah, I mean that's kind of the whole thing. And if you're just building a bar, you don't need it. We think of the Dolphins holistically as a community that's hosting all these other communities and getting all the joint buy-in to build something really incredible. Obviously, with the flagship bar being in New York City, so that's it.
This is super cool. No, I love that. Ev is asking, how do we get the invites? I mean, Ev. You literally work with Rogue Radio, so I think you'll be fine. You know, she's literally on the team, so I think you're fine. I'll make sure that
you're the only girl there. You know,
you'll be the only girl at the event. You'll literally be the only rec girl at the event. Don't worry about it. You know, it's literally called Rec Guy. Yeah. By the way, Ovi, what the hell, man? Cancel this, man. The bull market's back. You should get canceled.
They've tried.
I know Mando's getting emails. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so back on that, Ovi's like, dude, shut up. But what's cool about this cycle, the boys have so many followers. We cancel them now. So it's great. I can't wait. Anyway, so when it comes to the dive, back to the Dive Dolphins here, you know, why there's obviously like a bunch of communities partnering with you guys, a bunch of protocols partnering with you guys. You just named a few, Jackie, which was really cool. I know Ovi, you know, clearly I should have done my reading before the show last time, partnered with you guys with reg drinks and whatnot. I know Ovi's really picky with who he fucks with, and his circle and his friends and everything, like super picky. So like, you know, how come people are choosing you? How come people are choosing Rich? How come people are choosing Rich? Like, honest question. I think it's pretty cool.
Right. So I think we look at this from two sides, right? Like, you have the existing protocols or brands as you have them, and they're looking for ways to target users in more sustainable, deeper, and more meaningful ways, right? And we've seen this really with airdrops and points farming. You see a massive nosedive in like user participation metrics or any KPI that you're tracking, right? Once the token goes live, the thought is the incentives go away and the people go away. And then you get this vicious cycle where people are delaying the token launches and sort of just juicing as much out of their users. So are you the one that's farming or are you the one that's being farmed, right? Like, you guys talked about that, I think, a few weeks ago on the show as well. So on one side, like, these existing protocols and brands are looking for better ways to target these users. And newer protocols are looking to get in and find ways to really lower their customer acquisition costs, right? And go to these valuable community members out the gate. And we look at what we're doing as a way for people to target not just the Dive Dolphins community, but to also target a whole host of communities through us, and through which you're getting like the most engaged members out of each community, right? Because we're thinking by virtue of you going IRL and hosting meetups and then really going out there and building in the physical world, you're naturally going to be someone that's more engaged in the ecosystem and more likely to take those valuable actions that our partners or our protocols would like them to do long term.
Exactly. Kind of like what we're doing right here. Like, we're coming on your show, we're talking about something that's natively Web3. Ideally, there's this amazing community behind you that's tuning in. They're engaged in such a way that they are tuning in. And so take that one step further to get out of your apartment, out of the Twitterverse, into a space that's IRL. You have to be a certain kind of like good crazy, like some, you know, some guy who's in the pudgy community with like three or five of his homies who's meeting up every Wednesday for a quick drink. That there's a really core important community, like Jackie mentioned, that we can kind of build off of and then also deliver value back again through being an NFT and a collective of NFT collections.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, the way you guys are doing it, obviously building community through the NFT is very important. I personally understand it, but it's good for you guys to explain that, because some people say, oh, they're opening a bar. Like, doesn't necessarily need like a token associated to it. But like, I've always talked about this as such, like minting NFTs is like it's like building a community, a company, a brand on steroids, right? Like, there's this immediate like sentiment of like being part of a club, and you know, association to something. Like, I think Red Guy is something similar with the Dive Bar. You know, Rock Radio was launched through NFTs, right? Literally, it was because of NFTs that we were able to get to where we are today, and to the core community that we always go back to, right? When it comes time to like get the support. And then I think it's interesting the way you guys are doing this with the bar. So it's like a different approach to building something, which is really cool. And so I think you guys are doing a great work. And then I guess last question for you boys is like, you know, NYC is obviously what we're talking about right now. We're excited, but like, what comes next, right? Like, obviously, I'm assuming there's much more post New York NYC. So how are you guys going to expand this dive bar empire that's coming?
That's right. Yeah. So we've gotten already a lot of inbound ever since the last show. Actually, people just saying, hey, like, want to be a part of this network? What's this network about? And you know, so we're like, yeah, like, hey, we're going to go through, be very curative about it. We want to be thoughtful, not have, you know, more than one in each NFL city. And then thinking beyond the United States, we've had, I think, three countries reach out, or three people from three different countries reach out saying, hey, I'm in London. Hey, I'm in Hong Kong. Can I do this here? And so, like I said, mentioned on last episode, it's all about creating a tight SOP structure, so standard operating procedures, to make sure everybody's on the same page, which is a lot harder than people give it credit for. So think about, okay, you can have Crypto Mondays, you can have all these tools and these apps that allow to people to connect, but we just want to have be the physical infrastructure to say, hey, the first thing you think about when I'm going to meet this event is, oh, like, Dive Dolphins already has a location, it plugs in this way, and we're good to go. They already know that, you know, Wednesdays are like the crypto days, or like, you know, 3 days out of the week, we're allowed to host events instead of having to call up the bar, hey, can I make space? Hey, can I do this? Everything is thought of and all of the operating procedures are already there. So, you know, the expansion opportunities are, we don't want to be thoughtful. We don't want to rush into it, but we're thinking, hey, if we can open up a new place every 2 months or every 3 months, that'd be great. And then as we get the muscle memory, we're going to be able to expand and do more and more at shorter timescales, to the point where we're going to be flying out there, dabbing people up and saying, hey, awesome, you're approved, let's get going. So yeah, I don't know, Jackie, if there's anything you want to add there, but.
Yeah, surprisingly, yesterday it was Toronto that came up twice in the conversation, and I was surprised.
You're going to Montreal, bro. What do you mean? We have the most fire dive bars in Montreal, okay? Forget Toronto. Just kidding. But go on.
I mean, hey, we
you know, there's more money in Toronto. There's way more money in Toronto with a bigger Web3 community. Definitely do Toronto if you had to pick one. But go on.
Well, the thing is, like, I was talking to one of the guys there, and he was saying, you know, like, I got to the city like what 2 months ago. I've been looking for places. I've seen two galleries. There's, I think, the Super Rare. Either they're in partnership or associated with Super Rare somewhere. But he was saying, hey, like, there's still nowhere for me to go where I could just hang out and say, hey, like, where are the degens at in Web3, right? Like, where can I go to actually meet these people without having to, like, schedule an event and plan for that? So I would say, yeah, absolutely. Toronto is one of the places that's interesting to explore. And in terms of how we're looking to expand, we've had a lot of inbound interest. And I think a lot of folks have already wanted or expressed an interest to do so. They just haven't had a good way to go to market. And we can really solve a lot of that for them by bringing that initial community, right? By giving them a set of SOPs that we know and have proven, we'll be working at that point. And it just makes it much easier for them to say yes to.
There you go. There you have it. I'm super excited. I mean, to obviously, I won't be in New York, sadly, but to see, you know, the returns from New York and what happens there. And then hopefully when the bar opens, maybe we could do a little something with you guys. Maybe a little live show over there next time we're in New York, or like a little get together. I now know that if I want to do a kind of like a meetup in New York, we'll do it in your spot. You know, I think it could be super fun. And so maybe one last time, let's remind people when that event is, because I know a lot of people are going. It's always like New York is always the same thing. Nobody's going, but the last minute, everybody's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, right? Like, yeah. Everyone is in my DMs and phone now asking, yo, is Rogue Reader doing an event? We should partner. I'm like, dude, no. Like, go to the dive bar. So let's let everybody go to this event. When is it exactly? You want to repeat? So everybody go to this.
Yes, it is going to be on Wednesday, April 3rd, from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning. So 5 hours, complete open bar the entire time. We're going to have a few surprises there for the community members as well.
Hold on, I saw even Ovi. Ovi went from whatever he's doing to like, holy shit. Repeat the time.
From 10 p.m. until 3 a.m. So it's Wednesday night. If you're not doing anything, complete open bar.
The whole time. Not a two-hour ordeal. The whole time.
No. Yeah. The entire time will be an open bar.
And 1,000 cans of rec drinks.
Correct.
That will be there.
Either way, NFA, DYOR, and be over 21, but rec drink with tequila.
Done.
Banger. Okay? Like, it's such a good cocktail drink. But anyways, Zach, go on.
Yeah, maybe we can try that out. So that goes to our whole mindset of doing something different, right? Like, we haven't announced the mint, but it's not going to be before the event. We're going to do the event first.
Good.
We're going to have a few different surprises there. We're going to have interesting ways of activating IRL.
Okay.
So if you're interested in coming to the event, make sure you get there early so you don't have to potentially wait in lines. And we'll have some exclusive items there for all of you as well.
There you go. There you have it. Look, Jackie, James. I love that Jackie. I'm never going to get over Jackie and James. I fucking love it. You guys are like a killer combo. I love the vibes. Thank you guys for, you know, being partners of the show. I think it's super cool. You know, wish you all the best with the event. And then I'm pretty sure you guys are going to come back again on the show. So it'll be cool to see what happens with the mint following that. So good luck in the trenches.
Oh, one more thing, if I may. The event is going to go public on our Twitter later today. So be ready. We'll drop the link there and then you can go ahead and sign up right away.
So Dive Dolphins NFT. So be careful again with the scams, blah, 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 blah. No event is going to ask you for a seed phrase. So it's D-I-V-E Dolphins. Y'all know how to spell that. If you don't, can't help you. NFT. So Dive Dolphins NFT on X. Make sure that you check him out. I mean, make sure you check Jason Derulo, 24-bit James. He gets some really cool ads, building something cool. So pay attention. If you're even a project owner, I mean, it's some people I think it's cool to partner up with. And so, yeah. Thank you for coming here today. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.